We got some questions for you from WhiteHouse.gov that we were going to shoot to you. James Pepitone in Addison, Texas. With the virtual death of local banking, it's next to impossible today to get bank loans for anything other than fixed assets. For working capital, speculative funding, or others, entrepreneurs must look to saved capital, family, friends, or even a first customer. Traditional financing sources only help the more traditional forms of business. Innovators must look elsewhere. There were a lot in this spirit, and we were wondering what your view is.
Well, one of the things we hear most frequently from small businesses is the problem of startup capital. Obviously, a lot of small businesses do get started with the entrepreneur's savings, family loans, credit cards. But over the last 2 years, it's been especially tough for small businesses because of the credit crunch, both in the banking industry, as well as the fact that folks don't have home equity loans that they could use potentially to start a business. Their credit cards might have been maxed out. And so what we did over the last 2 years was try to make sure that the Small Business Administration, the SBA, filled some of this hole. We increased the guarantees that SBAs would provide to banks if they loaned, if they made a loan to a small business. We eliminated some of the fees that might be required. And as a consequence, volume from the Small Business Administration went up substantially. The other thing that we did was we increased the limits on the loans that might be provided through the SBA. So the SBA has done a lot of good work. The Treasury Department has also tried to make sure that they set up funds that would help to facilitate lending to small businesses. That's especially important in part because small businesses a lot of times have trouble getting loans when their collateral has gone down. The value of their holdings have gone down, and typically that's been real estate for a lot of small businesses. So we've got a range of products that through the SBA, through Treasury, are providing loans to small businesses, helping encourage small banks to get back into the business of lending again. But we heard some good ideas here today about, for example, providing tax credits for angel investors. That right now, there have been some discussions in Congress about setting up some additional legislation that could help small businesses, and we're going to see if we can implement.